Hussein is the light, guidance, and the ship of salvation.
IRIB English Radio in the month of Muharram presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salaamu Alaikum and welcome. You're listening to another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today we're going to speak about Arba'een in Islamic culture, so be with us.
As-salamu alayka ya Sayyida Shuhada. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله.
Today, Friday, is the 22nd of Safar, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 17th of Shahrivar, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 8th of September, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's bless this moment by recitation of Surah Ibrahim, verse 24.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Alam tara kayfa daraballahu mathalan kalimatan tayyibatan kashajaratin tayyibah. كشجرة طيبة أصلها ثابت وفرعها في السماء.
Have you not considered how Allah presents an example, making a good word like a good tree, whose root is firmly fixed and its branches high in the sky?
لا إله إلا الله لا إله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
A good tree and a tidy, noble one has got several ensuing outcomes like growing, bearing fruits abundantly, casting shadows, and sustaining itself and bearing fruits under all kinds of circumstances. In some Islamic quotations and in the ceremonies of the Quran, several things, as the examples of the Quranic term tayyibah, are referred to. Monotheism, faith, correct and sound ideas, heavenly leaders and their companions are among them. Of course, monotheism is a constantly fixed principle which is inherently embedded in human nature.
أعظم الله أجورنا وأجوركم بمصابنا بيب الأحرار سيد الشهداء أبي عبد الله الحسين وجعلنا من المنتظمين بمصابهم مع إمامهن منصورهن من آل محمد.
As other episodes of today's special, in this week we speak about Arba'een in Islamic culture. Arba'een means 40 in Arabic, and Chehelom is a Shia religious observation that occurs 40 days after the day of Ashura, the commemoration of the martyrdom by beheading of Imam al-Hussein ibn Ali, peace be upon him, the grandson of the Prophet Muhammad, which falls on the 20th day of the second month of Islamic lunar calendar called as Safar. Imam Hussein ibn Ali and 72 supporters were martyred in the Battle of Karbala in the year 61 AH. 40 days is the usual length of time of mourning in many Islamic cultures. Number 40 is mystic in theosophy. According to the Islamic culture, if someone practices a good deed constantly during 40 days, it would be his inseparable attitude and lead to descending of Allah's blessing. In some religions, 40 days and 40 nights praying has been a special position.
Mm-hmm.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we are going to talk about one of the significant religious events in the Islam world, which is called Arba'een. The next factor with regard to the social aspect of Arba'een is humanitarian initiatives. Arba'een is also an opportunity for charitable activities. Many organizations and individuals use this occasion to raise funds for humanitarian causes, such as providing medical aid, supporting orphanages, and assisting underprivileged communities. This is, again, a very beautiful sense of humanity and kindness that actually spreads among the people at this event. What we have discussed and what we have talked about actually highlight the multifaceted nature of Arba'een, encompassing spirituality, social engagement, cultural exchange, and acts of service. It is a time when people come together to honor their faith, connect with others, and contribute to the well-being of society. All these factors actually lead the whole nation and community towards the uniqueness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because this Hussein that they are going towards has sacrificed himself for the sake of God, to show his submission and submissiveness towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all this movement with these beauties of social factors that we discussed actually goes toward unity among the creatures of God, towards God, and for the sake of God.
On the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio. People rise up and mourn, it is Ashura. See the struggle of Hussein in the Kabbalah. In this part, we listen to most magnificent religious gathering in the world, that is Arba'een March. The people who take part in the Arba'een Walk are of different nationalities. Looked for a national, racial, and ethnic angel. These people do not belong to each other, and as a result, must not have much in common. However, on the Arba'een pilgrimage, you find the same apparently very remote people moving and eating together, loving and sacrificing for each other. The mutual understanding that takes place between this population is indeed surprising. Perhaps here on Arba'een Walk, globalization has been actualized, but probably not as it is usually defined. The Arba'een pilgrims are mourning and grieving over the martyrdom of the Holy Prophet's grandson, but unique to their mourning and lament is that right in the middle of such tears and griefs, there lies a strength, delight, and rejuvenation, which are all rooted in these people respecting and commemorating the person who fought and sacrificed himself for the truth. Dear brothers and sisters, in this part we'll listen to a short part of Ayatollah Khamenei's speech on Arba'een. The leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran says Arba'een has become global and it will become even more global in the future. This is the blood of Hussein, peace be upon him, that is boiling after the passage of 1400 years. This blood will become fresher and more alive on a daily basis. This is the message of Ashura. Today, this message has filled the whole world. Hussein belongs to humanity.
which you are proud of being Imam al-Hussein's follower. But Imam Hussein does not belong to just us. Islamic denominations, Shia and Sunni, are all standing under the flag of Hussein, even though who do not follow Islam participate in this walk. And this will continue, God willing, at a time when the enemies of Islam and the enemies of the Islamic nation are working against the Islamic nation with all kinds of weapons, using money, politics, and guns. All of a sudden, God the Exalted gives such greatness and significance to the walk for Arba'een. This is one of Allah's great signs.
لا أسألكم عليه أجراً إلا المودة في القربة. The mental benefits, the spiritual benefits of the ziyarah, my dear brothers and sisters, during these 3 weeks is truly fascinating and amazing. Some people think that life is all about working. If I don't work for 2 weeks, that's lost productivity. You think working is always healthy for you? We're a nation that is overworking itself. And that's why one of the reasons you have so many mental health problems is because of that. This is a nation that does not give itself a break. Why do you think 60 million Americans suffer from depression? It's normal to feel depressed every once in a while. We all go through that. But 60 million Americans suffer from chronic depression. When depression becomes a disease, why? One of the best ways to guarantee your mental health is to go on a walk like the Arba'een. We need that break, my dear brothers and sisters. It's healthy. In fact, studies have shown that people, when they go on a vacation and they come back, they're more productive. The productivity actually increases. Because when the stress accumulates throughout the year, it takes a toll on you. It affects your psychology. It affects your mental health. Don't say that these people for 2-3 weeks, they're wasting their time, they're not working. In fact, these people are re-energizing themselves. They come back stronger, more productive than others. This is one of the benefits of the ziyarah that we should not overlook. And for those of you who think you need to always work to make ends meet, I want to tell you something. Do you know half of the work that we offer goes to waste? This will be shocking for a lot of us. Nearly half of the work that we do and we struggle for goes to waste. I'll give you one small example. The food that we buy in our home, in our homes, in our households, the average American family spends from anywhere from $4,000 to $6,000 on food every year. $4,000 to $6,000. That's the average. Some more, some less. How much of that food do you think gets wasted? According to official statistics, 40% of our food ends up in the bin, in the trash. 40% of fresh food. I'm not talking about rotten food that you get rid of. 40% of fresh food in America ends up in the trash bin. Americans every single year waste $180 billion worth of food. Official statistics. Not 180 million, billion. You know how much money that is? That is the GDP of tens of nations combined. There are tens of countries in the world. If you combine their GDP, it's not 180 billion. And we're just wasting that food.
Dear brothers and sister, please keep us in your dua and supplication. We pray Allah for success of every Muslims in this world. Thank you very much for your time and fi amanillah. Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahyaya Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa mamati mamata Muhammadin وآل محمد